This is part two of our interview with the professional beach volleyball team of Emily Day and Betsy Flint.
Welcome to Coach Your Brains Out, the show that explores learning from the top minds in volleyball and beyond. With your hosts, John Mayer, Billy Allen, Andrew Fuller, and Nils Nielsen.
So I've watched you guys play a good amount, and kind of like what we were just saying, that you can't really tell if you won the point or not based on your reaction. You can you kind of have to watch the ref to see which way they're pointing to see who won the point. And I'm wondering, and I'm surprised it wasn't one of your values, kind of your body language. I'm wondering if that's something you guys have talked about or try to do, or is that come naturally? Is that something you've worked on?
I don't know. I think it kind of came naturally. I think Betsy and I will check each other in our body language. But it's not something we talk about often. And it's kind of a cool thing that you can't really tell when we're winning or losing. I think that it comes more from the fact that we go back to our routine so much. Mm-hmm. And so our routine gets us in the correct body language and the forward thinking. What do you think, Bets?
Yeah, we never really talked about it. I think with our values and when we have that aggressive mentality, like, we're grinding for each point and no point is that much different than the other. So we're just, I don't know, just trying to grind points out, especially with the freeze for AVPs. You never know what's going to happen. So you really have to grind and push, whether you're ahead by 8 points or you're down by 8 points, things happen. So, yeah, it's kind of an unsaid thing, but it's been fun to be a part of.
Can you guys take us through your match in, I think it was in Warsaw, Poland, against the Latvians when you third set? It was the game to get in. If you lose, you have no hotel, nowhere to sleep.
Yeah.
And if you win, you're in the main draw, you're making some money. Can you take us through that? I think the score was maybe 9-3, you were down, something like that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think it was 9-3.
8-2 for sure. Could have been 9-3.
Yeah, I don't really know how that happened.
Me neither. I blacked out. But
yeah, I just from watching, it was clear that I felt stressed out. I was like, why aren't they freaking out right now? Like, they're about to lose the game to get in, but it didn't show. So you guys didn't feel that at all?
No, I think having that it's a qualifier, and we're like, we're out here to get in the main draw. We're not trying to go home early. Like, we weren't going to give up. Kind of goes back to the same thing. Like, let's just keep grinding each point out and give it all we have, and whatever happens, happens. But let's be proud of how we played. We never really said that, but that's, I guess, just the mentality we have. And I think we ran on a couple, we got a serving run, and mm-hmm. we were siding out, and we made some defensive plays. I really have no idea what happened.
And I think that's, we didn't do anything drastically different either. We continued to push. We stayed aggressive. And I think the ball just started to fall our way, and we took the momentum and just ran with it. Because when our backs are against the wall, we just keep pushing. We know our skills can get us through. And so we just rely on our routine and get at it.
It's gotta feel good if you guys are ever down in the future. I don't know if you've leaned on that match or those situations and used it at, we can come back. Doesn't matter what the score is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely have. Especially, we've come back a couple times from the freeze, so we know we can come back.
So what have been your guys' big focuses this year individually, as far as maybe the skills you're working on or your mental approaches? Like, Betsy, I noticed you've been hand setting a lot. Was that something you were working on in the off season?
I've kind of always hand set a little bit in the off season. John always pushed me at LMU, and I just never got the courage to do it. And then I heard your story, Billy, where you just decided you're going to do it in a tournament. And I told myself I was going to do it too. And it just started coming. And I really enjoy it. I think Emily hits great off it, and hitters hit great off the hands, and
yep.
The location's a little bit more precise. So yeah, I love doing it. It opens up some things. So
how has that journey been as far as Like, you just started busting out in the first tournament and it went great?
I mean, I think gradually, like, not every ball. I had a hard time at first because I do it in, like, triangle setting, and it's so controlled, and it's easy. But off a serve, that's, like, serve receive, it's super high pass. I had a harder time. So once I just got the nerve to do it, and I had Emily pass higher in triangle and stuff like that just to get more comfortable. I definitely get called, I mean, quite a bit.
No, probably more, that's false.
I mean, more than John does or Billy does.
Yeah, bad refs.
Yeah, but I do think the secret to hand setting is don't watch your handset. I feel like you always get called when you look at it. So just don't look. Just set and go cover.
Set and walk away. Were there any other skills?
What about you, Emily? Have you had any you're working on?
Yeah, well, I feel like I need to get better at everything. But recently I've been working a lot on pulling and then just reading more and blocking. Not being so strict with, like, oh, I'm taking line. But if I see something, like, going and grabbing it. And then Betsy has been awesome in allowing me the freedom to do that. So she doesn't mind if I read something just to grab it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But I think that keeps us in our aggressive mentality.
Kudos to you guys to working on both those things. It's been really fun to watch you doing both. I mean, Betsy, with your hand setting, you've got the sauce, and it's super enjoyable to see, not like just that your hand setting, but really you kind of your journey of getting that courage going. And then Emily, for sure, your blocking of making these different read moves. And yeah, it's been fun to watch. So for both of you, you both have pretty extensive experience in sort of the education realm. Betsy as a coach at LMU and Emily doing so much tutoring and teaching. And I think it's a cool question to ask. What do you want from a coach in practice? And then also, what do you want from a coach in games? And kind of leaning on your background and your education experience.
Those are good questions. So for me, I just, because of my personality, I like a very, like, organized practice where I know what exactly I'm working on. Like, if I have, like, a little focus in this drill, whether it's like Jackson had me calling out whenever I pulled, I had to yell pull just to get my body and mind going with it. And so I appreciate those little things that I can work on, because for me to see little improvements each and every day, I really enjoy. So from a practice standpoint, I like to be those, like, goal oriented and looking to improve those little things each practice. And during the game, so FIVB is tough because we don't get any coaches in our box. But at AVPs, we're able to allow to have a coach in the box. And obviously when things are going great, coach just keeps it going. But when I'm struggling, that's when I need a coach the most. And if they could tell me a certain skill to work on or focus on, or perhaps a blocking move, or giving me any sort of single focus, that helps me the most.
Yeah, similar for practice. I really like a focus practice where I know exactly what I'm working on. If there's just some random drill, I have a hard time of, like, am I competing? Am I trying to get better? So really having, like, a specific focus, like, I'm going to work on my approach here, or I'm going to work on just reading the hitter here. And then it helps our coach, or Jackson, he's working with us, helps him give really specific feedback to what I want to work on. Yeah, and then I'm not trying to think about 300 things. I'm just getting better at that one thing. And yeah, in match, I really like maybe more strategy stuff, maybe not as much technical. If something's really standing out, like I'm super behind the ball, or if the ball's behind me, maybe starting slow in my approach if it stands out, but not too much technical, more in the moment stuff or some strategic stuff. So yeah, kind of a big difference there in practice and in matches.
And kind of follow up on that, how do you feel that you guys do best with getting something that you've been working on in practice to stick in competition? Like, what do you do to bridge that gap?
Film helps me a ton. We use VLOOP just to share the video and we can comment back and forth. For the most part, I'm watching it on myself and seeing what I did in practice and maybe how many times I did it right. But really seeing it and then feeling it helps me get better quicker.
Yeah, it's tough to, that transition's hard because we're working on something new in practice and perhaps you get worse at it before you get better. So it's tough to trust it in competition until you've really mastered it in practice. But we don't have a ton of time, you know, we're trying to tweak things here and there. So I think while I'm practicing, if I can visualize the skill, execute the skill, and really feel it while I'm doing it, that speeds up that trust process of like, okay, this actually works. And when it happens in games, it's like the best. It's so cool when it works in games and you see yourself, you naturally do it in games.
What is something the other person brings to the partnership that you value the most or are most grateful for?
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, I always say this, but I love Emily's energy and her aggressive mentality. It definitely feeds off of me. So I love her energy and I'm definitely grateful for that. And I really like that she cares about me as a person. She's always asking me how my day was, how my weekend was. So it's always nice to hear that she truly cares about me off the court, not just, oh, you're my partner. You better be good today. So yeah,
very
I'm grateful
kind of
for
you.
That. Thanks, Em.
Oh, you're welcome. And, Betsy, you know what? She really holds me accountable as a volleyball player. I think I've made some big improvements because of Betsy this year. She's holding me to such a high standard and she's very easy to play with on the court. She wants nothing but the best for me, obviously, as a teammate. And again, she's super fun to travel with, always willing to laugh and explore and go see new things and go snorkeling or jump off waterfalls or go get foot massages in China. So off the court, she's a joy to be around. And on the court, she pushes me to be a better volleyball player, which is, I can't ask for anything more than that.
Thanks, Ben.
Man, this is just a love fest.
Go Lions.
<He's good. laughs> Yeah. We got to do something to have you guys rip on each other. So no, I'll change the mood. How about, I want to go back to the coaching. Has there been things in the past that coaches did that you didn't like, say in practice or in games that you felt like took you off? You don't have to obviously bring up any names, but can you remember any things that you didn't like?
Just bring us to the time when John was coaching you. Take us to that place.
I mean, I've kind of forgot about maybe not as good coaches. But I guess, I mean, the same thing, like if it's not focused, it's really not productive. There needs to be something out of it and really game-like, not someone just hitting balls at me 100 times or just tossing a ball and having me go dig it. That doesn't help me get better at reading. Maybe it's a good workout if that's the goal, but something really live. And so I'm reading and I have a really specific focus.
Do you like when the drill starts with the ball bouncing off the sand and trying to put it over the net?
No, I may or may not laugh at that, but I try to hold it back until after practice.
Okay.
Trying to think for me. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, just things I think you've played for probably more coaches, a variety of coaches. There's things that you felt like you didn't like, say in the game or in practice. Things that took you away from your focuses.
Yeah, I would say for me, I probably might trust a coach right away to a fault. It's interesting with beach volleyball because now you're hiring your own coaches, and like indoor, this was your coach, you had to do it this way, blah, blah, blah. And so for beach volleyball, when I had coaches that were wishy-washy about something, like, oh, maybe try your approach from here, or shorten your approach, deepen your approach, go from this angle. And like, if there was too many options, I'd rather you just give me one way to do it and I'll execute that. And if, you know, over time it doesn't work, then we'll change it. So for me, I like direct coaching, I would say.
Good stuff. All right. So we have some listener questions, and actually I first asked Betsy to ask one to you, Emily. So Betsy's going to, do you remember your question, Betsy?
No, you got it.
Okay. Oh, wait, no, well, Betsy wants to ask you.
Okay. I have a question for her too.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Then you'll go next. So she said, you seem to have a solid pre-serve routine. Oh. She sees you put your head down before every serve. How did you develop it? When did it start?
Oh, so I don't think I'm putting my head down. What I do is I find the nozzle of the volleyball and I like to point it right at the other team because I'm going to like, oh. I don't know, it like makes me aim for them.
But what about serve receive?
Oh, serve receive. Shoot.
Oh, sorry. You said serve.
My bad.
No, keep going with that. I want to hear more about the nozzle at the other team. Keep going with that.
And then like, I don't know if it's true. I think someone told me once that because the nozzle is like a little bit weighted, it makes the ball move more, like physics of it. So
yeah, if you believe it's true, it's true. So stay with it.
Yeah. So that's what I've been going after. And, you know, I watched Kobe Bryant with his free throw routine. So I want to be like him. So I have my little routine with spinning the ball and finding the nozzle and aiming for them.
And then what about serve receive? You put your head down then?
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. So at first it was because I was trying to find a grain of sand to refocus myself, but that takes too long because I get too distracted with all the grains of sand.
You were trying to find one grain of sand?
Yeah, to like focus
the same one.
Where'd it go?
I know. But I think it's just more putting my head down and taking a deep breath and making sure I find the server when the whistle blows.
Every time, or is it just after like a point that didn't go your way?
I'm pretty sure it's every time in serve receive.
It is. It makes me a little nervous that they're going to blow the whistle and your head's
going to be down. No. The whistle means get your eyes up.
All right, what do you got for Betsy, Emily?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's less like volleyball oriented.
Oh, geez.
But if you could choose one power, would it be to go back in time or to know the future?
Ooh, man, that's a tough one. I think I'd like to go back in time. Maybe learn.
Aren't they the same?
Yeah, but when you're younger.
A little bit. You could only go one way. So if you're, you can predict the future, then there's that. Or you could go back in time.
I mean, if you put it predict the future, I kind of like that, but. Do I have to decide? I'm so indecisive, guys.
Yes, you have to.
Okay. Predict the future. Boom.
There you go. That's the wrong answer.
Oh, jeez.
There's no wrong answers.
All right, another one. This is from Jackson M. I can never say his last name. Your coach. He says, Medicekia. He says, what is the gap between you and the top teams in the world?
A good one. It's very small, but it's it's small in all the skills. I don't know. Okay. My decisive answer, it would be the siding out percentage. We side out at a higher rate.
Yeah. I think consistency with that too. Siding out consistently. I feel like we're pretty good servers. Our defense is coming along, but yeah, setting out for sure.
So how do you get there?
Work on setting out. Have a focused practice.
I think for me, my passing, Betsy's a great setter and she's really good at calling, which I think is a skill that a lot of people don't have don't have it mastered like Betsy does. So I think if I can pass more consistently, I know the set will get there. And when she's and then I'll be able to see the court and everything else falls in line.
What makes her calling good? And what do you mean by that?
So after she sets me the ball, she'll give me a call, and it's almost all the time right. So it's great. And it's on time. And if she is wrong, she switches it quick enough that I can change my shot. So I think it's the accuracy of the call and when she delivers it. Sometimes someone will give you a call, but it's way too late. So yeah.
And for me offensively, just working on my approach so I can have more range. There's a lot of things with that, but just making it really fluid.
Cool. This question is from listener Chase Flint. He asks, how do you handle your partner on the court when you can visibly see that they are frustrated and you have no timeout left?
That's a good one. There's always ways to use a timeout, whether it's like cleaning your glasses, fixing a line, talking to the ref. I don't know. There's always something to make yourself another timeout. And then kind of what we talked about before, it's just bringing my energy, or if Emily's really struggling, it's what are you going to do this point? Going back to her passing and anchoring her attention to that one thing. It's hard, but it happens for sure. That's part of the game. But yeah, there's always ways to get each other out of it. And a lot of it's communication and just forward talk, nothing about the past, because that's not doing us any good.
Yeah, I think talking about the future. So whatever happened the last play, you know, we're back in our routine. It's like, okay, let's pass this one forward. Or let's come in aggressive. So cues to give each other to move on to the next point is important. And I think when either one of us are struggling, it's helpful to hear that.
Betsy, I have a question. Is it hard living with a genius at strategy like Chase?
it really is. He claims he's a volleyball expert, which, you know, he slowly is becoming. So if anyone's looking for a coach, he coaches every Friday. he actually invited me to come babysit one of the ladies' daughters while he coached volleyball.
He had that king of the court strategy down. Just studying film, and before he even played, he knew all the secrets and loopholes. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Can you take us through one of his strategies, Betsy? One of the better ones?
Yeah. So his most famous one is he tells me to serve in.
Groundbreaking.
He doesn't think that you need to serve tough. You just need to serve in. So that's the best one. But I mean,
Billy's good at that.
Yeah. As a fan, it's, you know, you just pull your hair out when the team misses their serve.
Yeah. But he has some good ones, like maybe who to serve and where to serve and what they do when you serve them here. So he's getting there.
So where can people follow you guys if they want to stay in touch with what you're up to?
You can follow me, Emily Day, at mday6 on Instagram and Twitter. I also have a website, emily-day.com, where you can see some cool pictures and everything.
Yeah, and I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Betsy Flint, BETSIFLINT. And I also have a website, betsyflint.com.
Well, good. Well, this is fun. This was, it would have been fun during the hour, you know, ripping on Stanford and talking about how much better LMU is. But I think this was almost as good. Close to as good. But yeah, it was great. Great.
I love you guys. I love all of you.
Andrew's still there. But awesome to hear the team that you guys have become, and it's clear on why you have, because you approach things so professionally and diligently, and you've gotten on the same page, and you've just done so many things that people can learn from. So thanks for sharing all that information, and go Lions.
Yeah, go Lions. Yeah,
go Lions. Thanks for having us.
Go Lions! Yeah.